Man and the Earth. What man has done for the formation of this earth that would give him a right to manipulate with it freely? Constantly he argues about division of ownership, property, without a thought of what the real owner says about it. Man, you do not want to concern yourselves with it at all, because you exactly sense that activity, filled with envy and hate, is against the will of the owner, who graciously grants you the earth as your dwelling house in the gross material world. This activity sharply characterizes Earthman's attitude toward their God and Creator. Empty words, not even hypocritical, inwardly empty activity, can contradict this fact. As vandals, Earthmen run wild on properties that were entrusted to them. These properties are only entrusted to them for right use in accordance with God's intention and not in any other way. Therefore, it cannot surprise you if the evil-minded, barbarous guests are thrown out of the dwelling house now, which they continually dishonor, thus making fun from the owner. The owner. This is not any empty word, not even a hollow concept. I wish to explain it shortly and show in brief outline that it really is so. For in these matters, too, you shall come from faith to conviction. In this connection, I will speak only of your dwelling place, that is, the earth. I will speak of its formation. You know that everything which can take on form in the worlds is contained within the radiation of the all-holy light. The radiation of the light contains everything that was necessary for the creation of all the worlds and that is necessary for their maintenance. If you wish to follow me rightly, you need, from the start, to make a sharp distinction between God, the all-holy light itself, and the radiation of God. You must not make the mistake of thinking that light and its radiation are one and the same, because the radiation comes from the light. Such reasoning would come out from human thinking, which is unable to reach these heights and therefore cannot find any concept of it. Therefore, be satisfied when I say that the direct radiation of God, even if God's, is not God himself. The two are different, not to be considered as one. The direct radiation of God has its boundary in the Grail Castle again. Coming out, it changes and therefore can no longer be marked as divine. The further down it descends, the more it changes within itself as a result of cooling and the changes connected with it. Nevertheless, it always is called radiation of the light, and it remains the radiation of the light even in these changes, but there only is a difference. I have already explained all this in my message to the extent that an exact picture of this could be get. Now I wish to speak only of upbuild of the earth. I will therefore pass over the changes of radiation of the light and its effects down to the world of matter and I will start immediately with the earth itself. It is not easy to form such starting point, coked from the space of the worlds, where still everything is in continual motion and inseparable. Therefore, try to understand this one sentence clearly. Everything that is basic, driving, upbuilding, maintaining and sustaining is radiation. Your desire to know must be rightly anchored in this. The pressure or the power of the light itself forces the progressing and circular movement, so nothing can stop. And this continual movement, connected with warming and cooling, forms everything, always in accordance with specific kind, always in quite specific manner, as it has to be formed in accordance with the law of radiation, and it cannot be formed in any other way. This can be taken as basis of picture of that, what I want to give. On the way down, to the points where materialities can compress and take on form, there is much that has already detached itself in order to take on form as various grades of the pure spiritual, the spiritual, and the animistic. Levels and worlds could thus be created, which, while circulating within themselves, do not cross certain boundaries. In the adequate cooling of the radiations, also the gross material rocks of the earth could consolidate. This is process during which elemental helpers, exactly corresponding to this kind of rocks, are consciously at work. In this work, their consciousness increases, and thus these beings receive corresponding human forms. Water, air, and soil has also separated at that point. So, let us suppose that in our consideration, all we find at this work of the world are only air, water, soil, and rocks. All this was contained in the radiation of God already, but only in movement, in a specific point of the cooling process, was it able to coagulate and thus become materially tangible and visible. Despite gaining visibility in the cooling process, to each one of these kinds remain a definite own radiation, which means that also rocks have their own radiation, which holds them together. Now the rock is subjected to influences of air and humidity, as well as to changing temperatures, especially on its surface. With time, these influences bring changes on the outermost layer known as weathering. The own radiation of the rock penetrates outward through the weathered layer. Set in picture, it sets this layer aglow. In this overglowing, it changes before it can affect outwardly, because the weathering of the outermost layer of the rock brought a change. This completely natural change of the radiation also gives it changed characteristics. As soon as this change of the rock radiation reaches a very specific degree, it offers the possibility of solidification of seeds, of lichen and mosses, which are still freely floating in the invisible general radiation. Rock, weathered by changed kind of radiation, mentioned above, attracts seeds and corresponding elemental helpers carefully place them, help them to maturation, and tend growth of the plants developed from the seeds, and these plants, in their composition, develop their own radiation again. When they wilt and disintegrate, then a change happens in their radiation again, which in a certain state offers a way for consolidation of seeds for other plants. Everywhere in this work, loving and helping elemental beings are active, such as gnomes, elves, etc., who are able to form themselves under affecting of changed radiations yet before the coarser consolidation of seed components. These have often been seen by various people. And so it continues onward in the upbuilding or the process of evolution, no matter how man wishes to name it. Through changes, the radiations offer possibility of precipitation and development to ever new kinds. The most diverse kinds of plants uprise in this way, always following the lawful upbuilding which is kept and manifests in changes of the radiations. Through union of radiations of rocks, decaying plants, water, also air and soil, at certain lawfully determined quantity and kind, the first animals arise too, whose gross material germs are also present, invisibly sleeping, in general radiation. The respective mixture of radiations, suitable for this purpose, magnetically pulls the existing components from the main radiation, which contains everything. Thus, the germ forms at first as a precipitation, and not the animal, which only develops from the precipitated seed then. With this, the mystery of familiar riddle is also solved. Which came first on earth, the chicken or the egg? Ascending step by step, evolution then continued in this lawful method of creating, consisting in changes of the radiations, until, finally, in a very specific state of maturity, the most highly evolved animal gets such the kind of blood radiation which enabled human spirit germ to incarnate. The kind of blood radiation of that time attracted the human spirit germ, even forced it to incarnate, and, while slowly awaking in the animal body, to remodel this body in order to form present-day man, including his outward appearance with the ascending grades of self-awareness. Today, I only wish to point to the coming into being in a rough outline in order to form a picture which shows you that everything has to be God's property, because everything was formed from his radiation and could not exist without him. Man, however, has no share in the earth, because he can only live in it. The earth had already been built when he was allowed to awaken in it, in order to develop a self-conscious being. If you had carefully listened to God's laws in creation, in humble receiving of all the gifts, and then conform yourself to it, which means to act in accordance with these laws, you would already today be living on earth as in paradise. Free from worry and conflict, you would not even know envy and hatred, greed, and desire for power. In short, you would be human beings. You would be happy human beings who, vibrating in the harmony with the ray of the light, continue in the upbuilding of the kingdom which belongs to God. That was lecture number 263 from the work In the Light of Truth, Resonances to the Grail Message by Abdrushin. Now follows addition to the lecture Man and the Earth. The lecture Man and the Earth is a perfect dot after only man's word, true revolution. But this lecture, however, is not from man, but from the true owner of the earth. To some ones, maybe, only a smile appears on their faces by these words again, but it is their problem. They shall always ask the question, what was on the earth sooner, the egg or the chicken? Equally they, together with the scientists, could search an answer to how the earth and the man was created. In the word of a true lord and owner, all the questions are already answered. Whereas men still have no time nor favor for this explanation of true lord, but mainly for some other reason, will now only a short human word be maybe useful for you. The other reason is that today also the man can form an effect only through the radiation. Indeed, all of us at home manage forming of picture that is wished by us in the television precisely in that manner. We meet the same kind of information transport through radiance at every step, literally. So why the same kind of formation in the universe, on earth and everywhere around us seems to be unacceptable to us? Especially when we still do not have clear understanding to radiations at all, which flow towards us from the universe, not even to those which surround us directly. One, and the only reason, is that we were not willing to accept this true instruction by the true ruler, it all because we ourselves wanted to play at him. And this is the main stumbling block of all of our revolutions.